Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're done, please take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me. And preach through me. That your name be glorified. That the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
to the great book, your word, they shall be filled. Father God, I thank you for the blessing. I thank you for protecting us, protecting our home, protecting our family, our loved one. I thank you for the hedge of protection. Father God, I thank you for your word because the prophecy is the word. Father God, I thank you for covering everyone, Father God, that's connected to Prophetic Grace Network. I pray for the host, every host, Randy and his family, our dear sister and brother, Tanisha and Terrence, our sister, Angela Joy, our sister, Nicole, our sister, Felicia, you know, our dear sister, Deborah, and our sister, Jeannie. Father God, I thank you for protecting us. I thank you for keeping us. I thank you for giving us a word on the inside to share with your people. Father God, I thank you for protecting the children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Well, I pray that you can hear me and there's not too many noise, not too much noise in the background. I just want to come on here and share. Well, I want to talk about Romans 8:28. This is the Bible verse he's been placed in my spirit all week. Romans 8:28. Our title tonight, and we know who we is, his children, his servant, his vessel. And we know that all things work together for the good. When he say, and we, the key word, and we know, that means not only should I know, not only Randy should know, not only your pastors, your leaders should know, you should know this very well. You should know this for yourself. This is something that you can prophesy over yourself. This is something that you can prophesy in your household. This is a prophecy that you can prophesy over yourself, declaring, encourage yourself. And we know that all things, it didn't say some things in the word, in this great book of life. This is the bread of life. I call this the bread of life. We feed ourselves with his word. And we know, you should know. Who I'm talking to tonight, you should know this. And we know that all things work together for the good. To them that love Yahweh, to them who are, it's a to them who are the called according to his purpose. When you love the Father, with a clean hands and pure heart, the righteous. When you love him, when you fear him, because we know if we fear Yahweh, it's for our protection. He's going to fight the battles for us. When we fear him, he's going to place the hedge of protection around us, around our home, around our position. I don't care what the enemy does. I don't care how, the arrow he shoot at your dwelling place, according to Psalms 27. He's your light. He's your salvation. It even asks a question. Who should we fear? We should fear Yahweh. Why should we fear Yahweh? It's going to keep us in all our ways. Why should we fear him? Because all things going to work together for our good. That we know without a shadow of a doubt that all things going to work together for the good. To why it's going to work together for your good, for my good, for your children's good, for your marriage good, because we love the Father. We fear the Father. And that's one of his promises. And that is something that you can declare and decree over yourself. And this is the word he's been giving me. I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff that took place this week. We had a broken, you know, somebody breaking into your stuff. And, you know, somebody come and steal for you. And when I had to go and check my things, I kept hearing all things work together. All things. We know all things work together. You know, LaShawn, that all things work together. because you love me, you trust me, you fear me. And when I had to go check my things because I had some items stolen from me out of a storage, and when I went to go check my things, I'm going to help y'all out tonight, when it was already in my spirit that those things was took. The Holy Spirit already revealed to me what they took when I got the phone call. So I dread even going up there to verify, because I already knew in my spirit that there was items that was taken. So when I finally went days later, and when they opened the thing, I began to pray, and I prayed for a repentant heart for the people that took the items. And it surprised the woman. She said, oh, my God, it's a glow around you. She said, you are walking in faith. You the first person, because I was not the only one that they stole from. She told me I was the only person that reacted the way I reacted. She said, so much peace up on you, I'm getting goosebumps. I can feel the presence coming from you. And she said, can I please give you a hug? Thank you. Because the reason why it was a calmness over me, the reason why it was a peace over me, before I went up there, I waited a couple of days, then I went. Because I know all things. I know, and according to his word in Romans 8:28, and we know, and we are joint heir with Christ in heaven, seated in high places with him. We know he gonna take care of his righteous one. We know he gonna take care of us. Despite what it look like, he's gonna take back. This is gonna be a time for repay. Everything that the locusts, the cankerons, the caterpillars, what they thought, the enemy can't do nothing. We know this according to the book of Job. God allowed Satan to take certain things. He removed the hedge of protection from around him because Satan was trying to challenge God, saying that Job was going to curse him. So God already know who you were, because he let us know in his word, I knew you before the foundation of the world. I knew you before you was in your mother womb. I already declare words over you, according to Jeremiah 29:11, that all things, not that for I, this is the Father, for I know the plans that I have for you. Why? Because he said so. It's good and not an evil. So this is the thing we should declare over ourselves, that all things, despite what's going on, the enemy can't take none unless God allow him to take it. And it must be something greater. It's going to be something greater come out of this, because according to Isaiah, he know where the hidden treasure is. He know where the secret things at. And he know where these things at. And he will take from the wicked and give to the righteous. So even he tell us to try him. Test him in this situation and see if he ain't who he say he is. He is God Almighty. He is the wealth. He gives wealth. He got the keys to the kingdom. There's greater rewards in heaven than it is here on earth. Your rewards don't come from this. We can get rewards and trophies from our jobs and playing sports, but your greater reward is nothing like having favor from God. It's nothing like having favor from Yahweh, favor coming from heaven. Because when you have favor from heaven and it's coming from his kingdom, he's going to touch the heart of man to come bless you. I have seen it with my own eyes. Do this thing. It's like every time the enemy tries to set up traps and snares, God turn around and bless me in spite of it all. He turn around and bless those. When you go out and feed his sheep, when you go out and teach his sheep, When you go out and teach the true word of God and you're teaching the truth, God is going to take care of you. When you love his word, when you're teaching his word and you taking care of his people, taking care of the children, taking care of the elders, taking care of the homeless, you can't tell me nothing different. I know it for myself. God's going to turn back and repay you double. He's going to repay you 100-fold. See, a lot of people like to quote that Bible verse, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Well, you know the 100-fold can be in your own household. The 100-fold can be in your health. That he's going to restore you. He's going to heal you 100-fold. It don't always necessarily have to be money. He can do 100-fold in your marriage, in your mind, with your children. He will turn it around that they will do 360 turnaround. Who am I talking to tonight? If I ain't talking to nobody, I talk to myself. I will preach to myself. Because I know the goodness of my Father. I have seen his end. I have seen the miracle. Let me tell you about a miracle. Let me tell you about a testimony. I know this woman of God a couple weeks ago, early this month, not just only me, but other faithful warriors, faithful saints, faithful people that believe in miracle have been praying for her. She's been on hospice. She have a tear in her heart. But I went to not only just me. That's why he's calling people to come together as a unit. We got to come together as one body, as a unit. Unity. He's calling unity in this hour. Unity in your family. Unity in marriage. Unity in the church, unity even with business, it's all across the board. In unity, we can tear down the kingdom of God. In unity, we can build. We can build on land. We can rebuild the wall like he did with Nehemiah. With unity, it take a team. It take a soldier, a group of people to come together as one. And when I went to go see this woman, I was led to wash her feet because he gave me a word. We need to wash each other. The old one needs to wash the young one, and the young one needs to wash the elders. We need to happen all the way across the board. There's no big I, no small I. We all work for the kingdom of God. And if you want this thing to work together for your good, you cannot be selfish. You cannot be bitterness. You cannot be offended. You cannot be in your emotion in order for this thing to work together for the good. In order for this thing to come forth as a unity, we got to work together. We got to be the eyes. We got to be the ears. We got to be the hand. We got to be the feet. Oh, everybody can't be the eyes. Everybody can't be the ears. Everybody can't be the hand. One body. That's what the word said. We are one body in unity. If you want to see things work together in your life, you got to examine your own self. You got to examine your own household. I have told some of you, your first assignment begins with you. Your first assignment is in your own household. If you cannot get your household in order, you cannot do this thing. You cannot work for the kingdom of God. And we know, there shouldn't be no shadow of a doubt. How are you keep going, woman of God? Why you haven't broke down? You don't know there's days that I do cry. I cry for myself. I cry for my family. I cry for these leaders. I cry for the children. I cry for marriage. I cry out, Lord, this cannot be so. I cry out, what is going on? I cry out, we need a 911 emergency now, Father God. We need you to move quickly. We need a quickly turn around. I am constantly crying now. I am constantly asking the Father questions. I'm asking him him for revelation. I'm asking him for deeper understanding. Let me tell you something. He's going to come back and answer you. You can't tell me he won't, because he will. I know it too well. In order for you to see this thing manifest, we should know that all things work together for the good. Why are you moping and complaining? Why are you letting the enemy defeat you? He said that he didn't give power and authority. How do you not understand? How can you not understand about the power and authority? We glorify him. He gets the credit, but we are the vessel. You don't have to wait for somebody to pray for you. You should have a prayer life for yourself. Pray for yourself, for your healing and your delivering and your strength. And we know that all things work together for the good. There shouldn't be no doubt. There shouldn't be no fear. The enemy trying to put fear in you. The enemy trying to make you double-minded. The enemy trying to make you walk in doubt. That's why he put these things in your mind. That's the reason why the words ain't cast it down. That's why the word tells us the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but is mighty through who? In his word. Mighty through who? By searching the word. Mighty through who? By worship him. Mighty through who? How do you renew your mind? It's through Christ. By having a relationship with him. By connecting with him. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? I guess I'm talking to myself. Because everything that you teach, I don't care if you teach to one, I don't care if you teach to two, it's a book. It's a book in heaven that's on you. It's a book. Everything you do on earth, everything you say on earth is being written in your book. It's a book in heaven on you. Everything you do, you reject the man of God, you reject the woman of God, you come against them, it's written in the book. I just told my sister today, we have to be careful about what comes out our mouth, especially over the children. We got to be careful. If God didn't tell you this is what it is, if he didn't reveal it through his Holy Spirit, shut up and be quiet, because you're open curse words over your family. You're open curse words over that child. If you don't know the truth, don't you dare say it, because you're speaking curse words. Let me get, what you talking about, Sister LaShawn? See you, LaShawn. Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me help you out. You might say that child don't belong to that man. That's not that child man. Well, you calling that child a bastard child. You are cursing that child. Did God tell you? Did he reveal it to you that that child was not that man child? Come on. That's called rejection. Can I help the people out tonight, Holy Spirit? Because it's a time that we got to get it together in this hour. It's a time that we got to speak the truth in this hour. You saying that child don't belong to that man, so you're rejecting that child. So you're speaking a curse word over that child of rejection. Who am I talking to tonight? You got to change the way you speak, the way you see things, because you're bringing curse words up on the people. If God didn't reveal to you, if that person is a fake prophet, don't you say it. Don't you say it, because your words, curse words, and you're going to have to reap what you sow. If he haven't revealed it to you, the best thing I tell people, even in the class, if the Holy Spirit didn't reveal it to you, if you didn't go ask the Father for yourself, don't you put your mouth on it. If he didn't reveal it to you, even if he revealed it to you, because he can, you can hear as many times I have been around people and I heard witchcraft. Let me help you out tonight. Witchcraft don't mean they're a witch. Oh, witchcraft don't mean that person is a witch. That's a big difference. He gonna call them a witch. He gonna call them for what they are. But if you hear witchcraft, that don't mean they're a witch. Do you not know I have prayed? And I saw her witchcraft, and they took and say, you called that person a witch. You got to be wise. your word. You got to be smart. People will take what you say and twist it around whoever I'm talking to tonight. You got to understand what witchcraft is. Rebellions is a form of witchcraft. Come on. Deception and all that. That don't mean that person is a witch. That's two different things. So when you start speaking things over these little ones, he tell you, you might as well tie that thing around your neck and go drown in the sea. He say, touch not these little ones. I mean, you don't touch them with your mouth. I don't care if you see somebody child doing something. You don't touch them with your mouth. We supposed to do is pray because you're speaking negative curse words over them. Oh, he sell drugs. He ain't going to be nothing. You're speaking death and negative curse word over them. Lord Jesus, help them. Help them, Lord. Deliver them, Father. And some of our parents are very guilty when it comes down to speaking over our children. I have done it and didn't realize I did it. But now I know better. When you know better, you do better. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You want things to work together for your good, but how's you speaking? How's you acting? How you handling things? How you handling everyday life? How's you handling your household? How you handling these arrows that keep shooting at you? Have you went to sit down and say, God, something is not right? Show me. Put it in my hand. Open my eyes. Let me see. I promise you he's going to show you where is these cats coming from. Who's speaking over you? Even you might spoke it over your own self. Come on. You done spoke sickness over your own self. You done spoke death over your own self. But you want these things to work together for your good. It cannot work together for your good and your mouth is corrupted. Your mouth is polluted. It's not going to work for your good. I don't care how you look it up, how you slice it up, how you look at the thing. If you want it to work for your good, you're going to have to examine yourself. You're going to have to make sure you're speaking life and not death. No, it's not going to feel good. No, you're going to be wonder. I know God got me. You got to get me. God, keep me strengthened. God, keep my mind in peace. You promised me peace. I'm going to sleep good tonight. I'm not going to worry about this. You told us be anxious for nothing. Pray, pray, pray. Trust you. If I trust you, I'm going to take my hands off of you. If I trust you, I'm going to have sweet sleep. Is something wrong? Why I can't sleep? It's something wrong. Why my mind keep going? It's something wrong. What is wrong, Father? What is wrong? It's something going on. What is it, Father? What is it? God, I just want to come on here and share that word. Speak that word. Eat that word. Romans 8:28. Live in that word. Declare and decree it over yourself. When things go on, all things is working together for my good. It got to work together for my good because I love my Father. It got to because I know it without a shadow of a doubt. It's working, it's working, it's working for my good. It's working together for my good. Like when a couple weeks ago, I told the listener, you should be saying this because when I was praying for people, I said, it is good. It is good. I was calling their names out. It is good. Why would you saying it was good? It is good. It is well with their soul. I was calling out their name. It is good. Yes, it's good. It is good with you. It's nothing wrong with you. So when I went to wash the woman's feet, the Holy Spirit spoke through me saying it's nothing wrong with her heart. She is healed. She is healed. It's nothing wrong with her heart. God didn't heal her heart. She went to the doctor just last week and told her, they told her she can get out of hospital. That is nothing wrong with her heart. She's going to live a long life. When God uses mouthpiece in a prophetic way, some of y'all come and listen to feeling. I got to say it. Some people ain't gonna like it. You come on here all the time. You listen to the prophetic word, but some of you don't even believe it. Some of you don't even pray over it. That's the reason why it's having manifest. God had told me that when he speaks his word, it's going to happen suddenly. It's going to happen quickly. It's going to be something unusual. And I can testify it's what he had revealed to me. It had manifest. All things work together for the good. Not some things. When he speaks, it's going to work together. It's going to work together. It's going to manifest when he speaks, when he speaks, when he speaks, when he want to heal and deliver his children. It's going to manifest. It's going to work together for the good, for your good, because we love him. And that's what we want to see, the people heal and deliver and set free. We don't want to see you bind up. We don't want to see you torment. We don't want to see your children torment. We don't want to see you torment with these demons trying to hold you down, trying to kill you at night. We don't want to see that. We want to see you to live life and life abundantly. We want to see the power of God upon this earth. We want to see the revival. We want to see you grow with Christ. We want to see you be joint heir with Christ. We want to see this thing manifest. I can't speak about nobody, but I want to see your soul. That your soul is well. That you is good. Your family is good. Your marriage is good. I can't speak on nobody else, but I don't have evil in my heart. I want you to be delivered. I want you to be set free. I don't want you to be tormented. I want you to know the word of God. I want you to know his miracle, see his miracle. I want you to know it. I want you to know who is Yahweh. Well, that's it. That's all I have to say tonight. If you like to like prayer, want us to pray for you, just press 1 on your phone, and I'll be happy to pray for you. It ain't too many people on here tonight. Like I say, it's going to be short. But if you have anything you would like to say, press 1 on your phone. I'll be glad to bring you on. But decree and declare the word of God over your life. If anything going on, all things working together. It's working together. It's working together. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working for my good. It's working. It's working. It's working. All things work together for my good. Keep speaking it until you see it manifest. It's working. It's working in my life. It's working with my son. It's working with my daughter. It's working. It's working. It's working. These cycles is breaking. These curses is breaking. These generation is curses is breaking off my bloodline. It's working. He's delivering them. It's working. All things is working. All things is working. How do you know? Because he told me so. It's part of his promises that we know all things work together for the good. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working for my good. It's working in my favor. It's manifesting. It's working. I shall be healed. I shall be delivered. My family gonna be delivered. My family gonna be healed. It's working, it's working, it's working. Yes, it's working. Yes, it's working. Devil, you a lie. It's working for my good. It's working for my family good. It's working, it's working, it's working, it's working. It is good. It is good. It is good with my soul. It is good. It is good. You start speaking it over yourself. It is working for my good. My God, help your people tonight. Well, it's 9:40. I don't see nobody else. I don't see anyone with their hands up. I pray that y'all can hear me. If y'all can hear me, you know, send a text message out and let me know y'all can hear me very well. I don't know. Can hear the show. It's coming through clearly. God bless you tonight. I know a lot of people come on around by 10-something, and I do hate it for tonight, because like I said, I'm not going to be on here too long, because I'm on the road. So, let's see. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you can hear me tonight, send a text. Those who know can text me, reach out to me, let me know. You can send a text to 214-505-8719. Please let me know you can hear me by texting 214-505-8719. For those that's listening in on the air, you know, send a message because I don't see, it's only a few people on here. Well, I see that I'm on the air. And I want to apologize for anybody that was on last week. Now the thing is kicking us off. It's kicking us off. It seems like it's kicking us off right after 12. So I do apologize. There were two people still on last week, and I apologize. I did pray over you once we got kicked off. I'm trying to be better, trying to pray over everyone, how the Holy Spirit is led. But like I said, this will be a short show. I was trying to stay on for an hour, at least an hour. There's no one with their hands up. We just have listeners tonight. Thank you for listening. And like I said, I'm seeing myself on here. I can see myself on here. So I do apologize. I want to come on the road, still come on and do the show while I was driving. I do apologize for the noise in the background. If you hear the road in the background, I thank God for traveling grace. Keep me in your prayer because I still have an hour and a half to go to get to my destination. So if you would like for me to pray for you tonight, press 1 on your phone and it will put you on the switchboard. And I'll be more happy to pray for you before I disconnect for tonight. I don't have anything else to share. I just want to share the word that he's been placing in my spirit all week because it just can help somebody out tonight. You never know. But it's Romans 8:28. Some of y'all know that Bible verse very well. Continue to speak it over yourself. It's a "and we know." Read every bit of the Bible. Asking for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding when you read this word. It's an "and we know." That means by this time, without a shadow of doubt, you should know that things are going to work together for your good. "And we know." That means as us, as one, as one, as one. We know, heaven know, because we joint earth with heaven. "And we know that all things work together for the good." So I just thank the Father for y'all coming on tonight. May God be with you, his blessing be with you, and continue to pray and continue. I have been hearing lately that we should be doing fasting and praying. I just been hearing that we should be fasting and praying. If you don't have someone like a friend, I'm going to tell you, I thank the Father because God know who to send. He know who to send. We all busy. We have a lot. Especially if you know any leaders on PGN, this ministry, this is a ministry platform. You know any leaders, anyone that's teaching ministry, please pray for them. Pray for them. Keep them in your prayers. You should be praying for them. There should be a team. We said that he's calling intercessors to rise up. There should be teams of intercessors. We got to pray for the leaders in this hour. We got to pray for them. We have to pray. It's a must for us to pray for these leaders like never before. We got to continue to pray for them. We got to pray for the teachers. We got to pray for the bishop. We got to pray for the pastor. Everybody has a particular assignment. And what he been showing me, prophets, and seers, watchers are two different things. A seer, watchman, can tell a prophet how to prophesy. That's That's the assignment that God gave that particular person. And a prophet can't tell a seer what he's seeing. No, we got to stay in order and we got to stay in our lane. A seer see things that the prophet doesn't see. That's why they call them a seer. That's why they are called watchmen. They're on the tower. You can't tell a seer what he's seeing when God show him certain things. And he's not showing everybody what he's showing the seers. And he's not prophet. He ain't speaking to everybody what he's telling the prophet. Come on, y'all. Y'all have to know the order. And we have to stay in the order. God is working this thing out. He's working this thing out. And we got to allow him to work this thing out. So I thank y'all for coming on. If anybody don't have their hands up, I'm going to go ahead and end it. I'm going to play a song. Because like I say, I just apologize for those who coming on later. They will be coming on. A lot of people like to come on at 10, 11 o'clock. And at that time, I will be off because I'm on the road. I do apologize. I thank God for this little teaching. So, Father God, I just cover this teaching, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, that you even give us a word. Sometimes you give us one word, be still. Sometimes you give us one word to teach. Sometimes you give us that one word, wisdom. Sometimes you'll get to give one word. Whatever word that you give, you'll give us a Bible verse. I thank you that I just pray over our ear gates, our eye gates, Father God, that we'll have our ear to your mouth in this hour. Father God, continue to protect us, cover us, Father God, and refill us up, Father God. Wash us, purge us, deliver us, Father God, in the name of Yahshua, Father God. We thank you that your hand is not too short to reach us. Father God, I thank you for provision. Let this be an hour right now that whatever we're going through, that we will endure with Yahshua HaMashiach, Father God, that we will endure with him, Father God. And Father God, we know that all things we know, let it be on the inside that all things is working together for the good. And I thank you, Father God, that you still have mercy upon this nation. I thank you, Father God, that you are still working miracles. You still performing the miracle. You still speaking to your servant. You still speaking to us. You revealing things to us. So Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the Prophetic Grace Network. I thank you for Blog Talk. Those who come on and teach your word, really teach your word, go deep to your word, to teach your people. Father God, I ask that you touch their ears, touch their heart to receive what you are saying in this hour, in the name of Yahshua. So, I'm going to play one more song, just in case somebody want to come on here and want prayer. I'm going to play one more song, and then if nobody else come on with their hands up, I'm going to go ahead and end the show at 10 o'clock. Give me a second. Okay. Let's see what song do I want to play. Give me a second, y'all. They say Your hand up, press one on your phone, and I will see you on the switchboard, and I'll be more to bring you on. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love Yahweh, to them who are the call according to his purpose. That's King James Version. You got to believe it. You got to believe it for yourself. Just like you say, despite what it looked like, stand on his word. I told some of them earlier what happened this week, and that's the word I kept hearing all week. Despite what it looked like, all things going to work together. We should know this. That's what it says in Romans 8:28. And we know. That means we should know this. That we got to stand on that word. It is going to work together for the good. We have to believe in his word. We got to believe it, that he's working it out on a back burner. He's working it out in the back scene. He's working it out. What we can't see, he done already worked it out. We just got to be still, be patient, and walk it out. If you'd like to be ministered to, press 1. like I say, I'm on the road, and where I'm right now is by an Air Force base, so the phone might be cutting in and out. We have an hour and a half to go to be on the road, so I'm just coming on here to give a short word of Romans 8:28. Speak it over your life. Believe it that he's working it out, because we love him. We are faithful to him. When you are faithful to Yahweh, he's going to be faithful to you. When you're faithful to his people, he's going to be faithful to you. Amen. God bless you. I see people on, but they don't have their hands up. So I'm going to go ahead and end the show tonight so we can head back to our destination. Thank you for coming on. It just, I do apologize. It's just for a little while tonight. I want to share that word with you, bless you with the word of God. I pray that it was blessing to your soul, that keep saying that it is good and it's working together for your good. Everything's good. It is good. It is well. It is well with your soul, and it's good with you. It's good with your mind. You're in good health. It is good. All things, he didn't say some things, all things is working together for your good, for your household, for your children. It shall manifest in this hour. I declare and decree right now tonight, something's going to turn around in your household. It's good. Your child is good. Your mind is good. You're going to have a good report next week. You're going to have a good health report. I speak it right now. I speak it in the atmosphere. I speak it into resistance in your life. I walk in faith. I walk in belief. If you're dealing with something in your body, I say it's good. Your blood pressure is good. You don't have diabetes. It's good. Your number's going to be normal tonight. You're going to have peace of sleep tonight. It is good. You will not have stinky thinking no more. I break that up off of you in the name of Yahshua. It is good with your mind. It is well with your soul. You shall sleep good tonight. This thing going to turn around for you. I can pray for you, but you're going to have a connection with the Father. I don't pray no prayer, no crazy prayer. I pray faithfully, faithfully for his people. Because I said earlier, I want stuff broken up off of you, breaking up off your mind, off your family. It is good. So I pray miracle. Miracle come knocking at your dwelling place. Miracle knocking at your body. You will be healed. No more pain. No more sleepless night. No more wandering of the mind. We cast it down right now. We take authority over it, because the word tells us in Matthew 18:18, whatsoever we bind here on this earth should be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose here on earth should be loosened in heaven. Call down the angel. Call down the war angel. He says, hold your peace. Be patient and know that he's going to fight for you. As of tonight, as of this day, you will not see your enemy anymore, because he's fighting the battles for you. That's according to Exodus 14:14. Speak these words, word of word, bathe in the word. It is good. It is well with your soul. Come on, get yourself up. Carry his word. Carry the word with you every day. Carry it up on your workplace. You got energy. You got the strength of the Lord. Your strength come from the Lord. You got peace because God got peace. Yahweh got peace. He ain't sitting in heaven, and Christ is not sitting in heaven thinking. He ain't sitting in heaven. His mind not bothering him in heaven. So let it be done in your household. Let it be done with you as it is in heaven. You got to call these things down. You know, bind these things up. Break these cycles. Break these curses. And all things going to work together. We should know this. Know this for today. All things. Don't forget this. All things. Because it say, and we know. We should know this, that all things going to work together for the good. Quit letting the enemy take over your mind. Quit letting the enemy having his feet on your neck. You take his feet off of your neck. You take lands. You take it by force. You take territory. He give us power and authority. Ask him what is your sign and who you are assigned to. Some of y'all missing it because you're missing assignment. who's your prophetic voice that you're supposed to be signed to? Who's going to help you with your deliverance? Ask him these things. These things going to work together for your good. God bless you. I love you. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. He know the plans. He know the thoughts. He know it. He know it. He say it's good and not an evil. So you can have that expected in. God bless you. You have a blessed night. We love you. God love you. And so do I.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living. Whatever men may say, I see his hand of mercy, and I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. For he lives. He lives. Christ Jesus, he lives today. For he walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, he lives. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me
take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're take your place, sing through me, speak through me, blow through me, and preach through me, that your name be glorified, that the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
to get off, but I'm looking at the number, and there's somebody on here that you wake up, the enemy is taking your sleep. But I do declare and decree Psalms 91 over you. I speak Psalms 91. I pray that y'all still can hear me, but I speak Psalms 91 over you. And we take authority over that spirit. You will not be tormented about the night by night terrors anymore. And I command sweet sleep to be with you. I command sweet sleep. I command peace in your sleep, peace in your mind. So we bind the spirit of destruction. We bind the spirit, the night terror that's trying to attack you at night. You waking up with fear. You waking up panic. You waking up like something's trying to grab hold of you at night. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask that you continue to cover your child. Continue to be their protection, Father God, in the night hour, in the night season, in the name of Yahshua. And we rebuke the spirit of destruction. We rebuke the night terror. Father God, let them have sleep, peaceful sleep, sweet sleep at night. Father God, you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind, and I declare it over them. I was looking at the number, and the Holy Spirit began to speak. So I do rebuke the night terror that's attacking you at night, and I command as of today, you will see your enemy no more. You will not be tormented in your mind, and you will not be a torment in your sleep at night. I cover myself. There will be no backlash, no retaliation against anyone that's on this line, on this show tonight. We are covered up under the precious blood of Yahshua. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Thank you.